Okay. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more or less theory, so let's get started. That's private.
It isn't if it involves me.
Who said it does?
Oh, it doesn't?
Why should it?
Sorry, I must have misunderstood the context. No one knows what happened yesterday, then?
Did something happen?
Yes. Is he playing dumb or what? We really need to talk about it.
I thought this was about my grades.
What was I supposed to say? We have to talk about the kiss we shared? We can talk about them later. Right now, we should...
Sorry, but my day is packed and I'm already late, as is.
Hey, this is important.
If it's that important, here.
You put the note you made for Nicole on her desk.
I'll make time later.
What's this?
See ya.
Without another word, you rush out of the classroom.
That might have been the best way to do it. Let's see here. Nicole's story. Okay, in front of the college in the evening again. Just hope everything goes well this time. My balls cannot go through that hell again. Okay, here we go. Thicker jacket? Check. Hockey cup to protect my innocent balls? Check. Man, he thought ahead. Nicole? Not check.
You look around, but still don't see Nicole anywhere.
Last time she was hiding behind a tree.
Remembering this, you go and take a look at the place she was last time.
Not here?
What are you doing?
Absolutely manly scream. Arrgh!
Shh, keep it down. Are you crazy?
Give me a second.
Seriously? He scares easily. Let's go inside before someone sees us.
Nodding, you follow Nicole inside. As you enter the classroom, she turns on the light, unlike last time.
Let's keep this short. I got a party to go to.
A party?
Yeah, to which I'm already late for because you're taking too long.
Hey, I don't like your attitude.
Should I leave then?
No.
So?
You really didn't tell anyone about what happened yesterday?
You mean, how you kissed me back?
I did not.
Sure felt like you did.
I repeat, that never happened.
It did, Nicole.
We'll pretend it didn't, okay? Nicole?
Pretend you didn't kiss me back?
No!
I'm not following. How far can I take this without her snapping? She's already starting to snap, bro. You need to pull it back.
You're driving me crazy.
Yes, I tend to have that effect on women.
I'm feeling a strong need to strangle him now. We have to pretend the kiss we shared yesterday never happened.
That's it?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Yeah, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, why would anyone believe me over you?
Crap. He can't know he has the upper hand in this. I don't want to risk it. Plus, it'll show on your student record, and you don't want that.
I don't really care.
You should. It's a serious thing.
So he's getting kissed by your student, apparently. There's a woman that just got in trouble for that. About three women that just got in trouble for that. It's really piling up, folks. This is very current.
Whatever answer I give him, I'm fucked. Just don't tell anyone. That's it.
I won't. I hope.
You hope?
I have a tendency to be really honest when drunk, and I do plan on getting wasted tonight. Chuckle.
Oh dear God, he's unbelievable.
The kiss is such a tiny secret. It could just slip out and I wouldn't notice, you know?
What are you insinuating?
You could present me a nicer place to spend my time instead of the party.
How does prison sound?
Or... you could give me something worth keeping in a secret.
Like?
I'm sure we'll think of something. He is really pushing it. He's gonna be in prison.
Does it have to be more than just a kiss? Of course he asks for more.
I want you to slap me in the face and call me Susie, Teach. No, he didn't say that. It's your choice. I still have other plans, remember?
Wait, is this supposed to be some sort of blackmail?
Hey, that's a little racist. The term, what's wrong with white male? Depends. Is it working? Until she gives me the green light, the hockey cup stays on.
Nicole stays silent, just looking at you. The silence soon makes this situation quite eerie.
This is getting weird. Maybe I should just...
Okay?
You mean...
If you make me elaborate, I'll persuade myself out of it.
Shut the fuck up. I understand. Although, what do I do? Oh no, what do I do? What do I do? I mean, my dick's telling me to go full ham, but... my balls, on the other hand, still remember Nicole's grip. It's like a Vietnam flashback. I remember that grip, that mighty simian-like grip, the gorilla, just squeezed them like oranges. Fuck it. You only live once, right?
You unzip in a flash, dropping your pants and boxers in one go.
Holy. He's fucking huge. Maybe I could cut him some slack?
Yep. Worked for Ron Jeremy, till his ass got rightfully what he deserves in jail. Look, I'm sorry. I actually had a friend of mine in social media that understood the case. She was part of it. And she's like, yeah, I hate to tell you, but this guy is legitimately 100% responsible for everything that those girls said he did. Now, I don't know if it's a publicity thing, but she's like, no, there's several incidents I can just name right off the top of my head, and then other people were saying it. And yeah, unfortunately, you know, Hornio is now in prison. But it is what it is. I don't know, I think he died. Did he die in prison? I can't remember what the hell. No, I don't think they put him in prison. They said that he was too demented or something. Like he couldn't... Some kind of dementia. Yeah, dementia. So he doesn't remember a lot. He might still think he's super Hornio. We don't know. Anyway, but...
Nicole, it's just a big dick. What's wrong with you?
Not bad, huh?
Not bigger than your ego, though. Well, that cooled me off.
Why don't you check, just in case?
He's really got balls.
Suddenly, Nicole closes the gap between you, her heels clicking against the tiles in the process. And without warning, she grabs your dick and begins jerking you off.
Well, that's a lesson I don't think I ever got when I went to school. No, I'm pretty sure I never got a lesson like that.
Is this how you wanted it?
Fuck yeah. Of course, you know, I had that math teacher. She was an older black woman with a mustache. And they swore up and down she had a bottle of whiskey that she hid. And she would take sips of it throughout the day. After she'd teach the lesson, she'd go back to her desk and take sips of whiskey. And I bet that's legitimately what happened. Fuck yeah!
Why not make it better?
Huh?
Nicole drops to her knees, her skirt sliding up. Furthermore, before you can react, she takes your dick into her mouth, twirling her tongue as she takes you in.
Shit!
The experience of her tongue massaging the length of your shaft almost makes your legs give out.
Well, I'll be damned.
You keep feeling blissful until suddenly, you notice her mouth start squeezing uncomfortably harder around your cock.
Oh no!
Nicole's teeth close around your cock, their goal to bite your dick off.
That might have been a bad idea. That's gonna be real bad. Scream! Let go!
You try getting her off by pulling her head, but she only bites harder.
She's like fucking Jaws. She's gonna reveal that she's got these sharp shark teeth, man. Like she's gonna... It's gonna be like out of a horror movie, right? It's like, how dare you fuck with me, Grim? Like she was a demon the whole time. Ah, fuck!
Finally, Nicole finally releases your cock. A triumphant smile on her face.
Just open her mouth and there'd be just blood everywhere. Ha, 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 ha.
She gets up, not a hint of remorse in her eyes.
Are you crazy?
Try me again and you'll find out.
You almost ripped my dick off.
Every time you see the teeth marks, remember this moment.
She comes closer, enough to whisper in your ear.
Because this was me taking pity on you.
And moments later, you're watching Nicole leave the classroom.
Why am I still going after that crazy bitch? Hey, I think we're done with Nicole's storyline. Like, some of you guys are gonna go need to see a therapist after this. First, I almost lost my balls and now my gulp.
You look down at your poor dick.
Oh my god. Don't worry, buddy. You'll feel better tomorrow.
Utterly defeated, you soon leave the classroom and head home. Gently getting into bed, you try falling asleep as soon as possible so the pain goes away.
Wow. Yeah, that did not go well. I mean, that was the worst blowjob he'll ever receive as long as he lives. She bit down on that thing like it was a fucking summer sausage. Good lord. Sorry y'all, gotta give me a break. I stayed up late finishing Hollow Knight. Then got woke up by my internet service provider, who informed me that the Grim Lord will be getting actual internet on Wednesday. Now, I don't know if this means I'm going to start streaming. We'll see. He tells me I can stream. So we'll see how and, you know, I've never streamed any fucking thing before in my life. So I have no fucking idea. Does BitChute even allow streaming? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, would you guys watch this shit if I streamed it? Do you care? Is it worth streaming? You know, if it's not, I mean, we can just stream the shows. I mean, it is what it is. But, I don't know. I'm just informing you guys that, yeah, I'm getting internet and I'll be able to stream. Don't quite have as big of a server as I used to. A lot of them left because of, you know, certain reasons. But, I mean, if anybody cares, we can stream them. So, you know, just let me know in the comments if you want me to stream the shit. And, hell, I don't even know if BitChute wants me to stream this shit. It's not exactly front page stuff. I don't know. I think some of the people would be like, what's this degeneracy? Well, look at the name of the page.
Why, it's a whole dungeon of degeneracy. I'll be damned. But, alright. That's just the news that I have for you guys. So yeah, the Grimlord will be getting official internet for the first time in many, 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 many years. We just couldn't get it out here for the longest. But we're actually getting internet. It's pretty stable. And it's cheap. It's not going to be the best internet in the world. Grimms doesn't have fiber. I mean, we can get some really badass internet, but I'm not paying $1 million for it. I'm not paying all kinds of money for it, especially when, you know, I'm just starting out. But mainly the goal is to find another job that works with computers and technology and things like that, and not what I've been doing for most of my life. We'll see how that works. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would already tell me, hey, Grim, I'm trying that, and it's not working for me. And you know those bachelor's degrees and things that you don't have? I've got them, and I'm having a hard time. So I get you. I totally get you. But, you know, I can try. I mean, at most, I end up a product promoter. You know, I mean, that would be nice. Promote products, get paid for it. That's something I've done all my life. I practically do it in my sleep. It's probably what I'll end up doing. Everybody thinks I'll be doing this tech job, and all I'll be doing is promoting people's products. At least they'll pay me for it, right? That's the hope, anyway. All right. So, what do we do after that? Because we still have some time. Just because I'm rambling a little bit doesn't mean we don't have at least another 15 minutes. So, what can we do in 15 minutes? In front of the college in the evening again. Just hope everything goes well this time. My balls cannot go through that hell again. Whoops. We're just gonna skip that. Alright. In the evening again. So it'll automatically switch over. Okay.
You look around.
Last time she's talking about a tree. What? Oh, it looks like
keep
I've got a...
down. Are you... Let's go inside.
We're nodding.
All
as you
right,
enter the...
there we go.
Hey, no... You really didn't...
So I know what I did. I picked the wrong damn one. I should have been gentle. Fucking her gently, as Tenacious D stated. It's probably a better decision.
It'll show. You should. It's a sip. Oh dear. What? How? What? Does? Wait. Some.
Nicole stays silent.
Okay. If.
Gently.
You slowly approach Nicole, careful not to alarm her too much. You cradle her face and lean in for a kiss.
Oh, isn't that nice? I mean, it would be nice if it wasn't a student and a teacher, but...
I'll let him satisfy his curiosity for a while, and then make him pay.
She isn't objecting? What if I...
Your hand squeezes Nicole's breast, fondling it around. In response, she moans into your mouth and kisses you back.
I wonder if that's a serious moan or she's still playing with him.
Not bad, actually. What am I thinking? He needs to pick up the pace. This whole shit show is taking too long.
Suddenly, Nicole pushes you back, looking at you and with some sarcasm apparent in her voice.
You must have never gone past foreplay.
Now what?
That's why you're taking your time, isn't it? That should bruise his ego enough to speed up.
Is she mocking me? Are you mocking me? Fucking... Even while being blackmailed, this woman stays fierce. Scary.
What was that?
Saying nothing else, you unzip your pants and push your boxers down. The hockey cup falling to the floor.
Holy shit! I expected he's big, but this is something else.
We've
came from Mars. Like what you see?
Talking about the hockey cup? It's fucking amazing, but like hell am I admitting it.
Yep. She knows what she's doing. But I know what she's doing. She has a knack for playing dumb, huh? No, about this!
You grab Nicole's wrist and place her hand around your length.
You better be careful. You don't put your hand on her.
For a couple of seconds, she doesn't move.
This idiot keeps surprising me. He's probably pleased with himself right now. Should I just break his dick on the spot?
No.
Maybe I'll give him a little satisfaction first. The horror will be more amusing that way.
Suddenly, she starts jerking you off without saying anything.
I swear, my dick has to be magical or some shit. It's like women see it or touch it and they just, I don't know, go crazy.
You look back at Nicole and shudder.
That's what Jonah Fox said. Nah, seriously, guys, look up reports from Jonah Fox about what women have said to him. Y'all think, like, size doesn't matter. Like, there's women that literally just... Because the man... Like, this is a regular old fucking dude, too. Jonah Fox is not, like, some big, huge muscle. Like, he's not. He's... Like, let me look at a picture of him real quick. Make sure I'm giving you the right guy. So you're like, Grim, I saw his picture. He is that... No. Look at Jonah Fox for real. You'd be like, that's just some regular fucking dude. Yeah, he's just some regular fucking dude. But he's got like a 10 or 14 inch penis. And apparently these actresses and everybody just went fucking nuts to just get with him. Women will just lose their mind because every time he gets an erection, it literally goes down to like the... Like ridiculous, you know? You know what I mean. It's like down to his knees. It's nonsensical in a way. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me check this real quick. See what a picture of this guy looks like. Just to be sure I'm... Let's see. Jonah Fox. That might be the wrong one. Jonah Falcon. I'm saying the wrong one. Jonah Falcon. Yeah, he's just a regular old fucking dude. He said 9 inches flaccid, 13.5 inches erect. He was on a documentary also. Yeah, he's just a regular dude. And, yeah, there wasn't pretty much anything else on that, but... Yeah, he's a regular... Damn, he is a real regular dude. Like, this is the guy that if he didn't have a 13.5 inch penis... He'd probably be like what they would call an incel. Like, no shit, guys. This dude. Like, go look him up. Jonah Falcon. You'll be like, oh my god. But yeah, he got all these damn women go crazy for him because of, you know, that. So it does matter when you have something that large. Like, as large as the character in this game, for real. The TSA agent asked him if he had something in his pockets. He would say, no, it's just my dick. And they're like, wow. And they let him go. That's just the real story of Jonah Falcon. It's pretty interesting. Again, there was a documentary in 99 about him that HBO did. So, yeah. This is not an exaggerated size. It's just extremely fucking rare. I know that look from before. This is it. The moment where I lose my dick. Think!
Looking for a solution, you kiss Nicole deeper. Needing to brace herself from falling on her back, she lets your shaft go.
That is, you see the dimples in her ass. That's pretty realistic.
Not letting her recuperate, you slide a hand into Nicole's panties, quickly finding her clit.
Wait, fuck!
Oh! You found gold there, sir.
Adamant, you keep massaging her clit until you see her relaxing, at least a little.
My dick might be saved if I make her feel good first.
Continuing, you drop down with your knees hitting the cold floor.
Huh? What are you...
Interrupting her, your hands trace Nicole's smooth legs. Lifting up her skirt, you grab hold of her soft underwear, and slowly you slide it off.
What if it's hard underwear? You know, she seems like she's kind of woman to wear hard underwear rather than soft because, you know, she's got that fierce personality.
However, Nicole remains quiet, possibly due to shock.
Is he really going to...
Huh, look at her being quiet all of a sudden.
Staying silent, you pull off her skirt, too.
Fuck, I'm getting excited. Why are you...
Sweeping your warm tongue against her clit.
Uh-oh.
You look up at Nicole to check her reaction.
Is this okay? Not really. Again, a lot of women have already been arrested for it, but this is a game.
Nicole remains silent once again.
I'll let it go, just for a bit longer.
Huh, okay then.
Satisfied with not getting stopped, you continue circling your tongue around her clit.
Ah, fuck!
Good thing Jessica taught me how to do this better. Wow, I'm thinking about Jessica while I'm pleasuring my teacher. Not bad.
The chuckle creates vibrations against Nicole's pussy.
Yes.
She grabs your head, obviously wanting you to continue.
Damn, she really likes this. Guess I should give her more.
Gently you push your fingers inside her wet pussy.
Yes!
Following her scream, her hands firmly grab your hair.
Ouch, she's gonna rip my damn hair off.
Quickly, you move your head away, feeling a few strands getting pulled out in the process. In response, Nicole looks at you confused, a miniature pout forming on her face. However, before she can ask any questions, you spring up and kiss her again, with her juices still lingering on your lips.
That's hot.
Going back down, you continue sliding your fingers in and out. In and out of your teacher's hot, drenched pussy.
I need him closer.
To your surprise, Nicole first pulls you back up, then opens her legs wider, moving them around your waist.
More.
If this is enough to please her, she'll love what's coming next.
Taking your fingers out, you leave Nicole's pussy empty and dripping wet.
Coming right up.
Not wasting time. You picking her up onto the desk, immediately pushing your hard cock inside Nicole's already throbbing pussy.
Fuck.
The sheer intensity makes her fall back.
That means I'm doing well, right?
Not stopping, you grip Nicole's thighs and start moving, sliding even deeper in.
Ugh, she's tight as hell.
Rhythmically pounding your teacher's pussy, your each thrust is accompanied with an erotic moan escaping her mouth.
Fuck me.
Don't mind if I do.
Obediently, you increase intensity.
Yes, yes, yes.
Each time you penetrate her, a feeling of euphoria zaps throughout your body.
Don't stop.
Seems to be enjoying it. Yes, ma'am. Of course I'm not fucking stopping.
However, your intentions are not the same thing as your abilities. Along with the fact you're finally fucking Nicole, your teacher, it soon becomes too much.
What? Oh, I'm close.
Not yet.
I can't. Grunt.
Relentless, you grip Nicole's thighs and push yourself in deeper.
Grr.
No, don't!
With one last push, You release a load deep inside Nicole's pussy. Still riding off your climax, you don't notice Nicole getting up.
You fucking asshole!
Oh shit, did he come in her?
Suddenly, she brings a leg up, kicking you in the shin.
Oh man, that reminds me of that Dungeons and Dragons game. Can't remember which one, but there is a enemy. You can't beat him. And I promise you, I've tried this shit. I can't remember which one. It was from the Nintendo, the old Nintendo. Basically, the one enemy will kick you in the shins, and you can't beat him. Every single person, I remember my buddy was sitting there, he's kicking you in the shins, he's kicking you in the shins. It's like, man, I can't beat him with nobody. I tried the knight, the wizard, the rogue, everybody. Everybody got kicked in the shins and died. That was the end of it. So, believe me, even the powerful, the shin kick can take down any man. Don't matter how powerful they are.
The kick sends you ass flat to the floor.
Fuck, this doesn't seem good.
He thinks he can push me around like this and come and... Fuck! That's it. I'm done playing nice.
Will apologizing help? Maybe if I continue blackmailing her, I'll survive. Hell no, I ain't blackmailing her. I'm not that crazy. Please forgive me, I really couldn't hold it.
You think that makes it okay?
Of course not, I really am sorry.
As much as she's still fuming, your pleading does get to her a little.
He does seem sorry, right? Get up.
Seems she isn't as mad as I...
Nicole slaps you hard, leaving a tingling handprint behind.
Ouch. Scratch that.
That's your punishment. Better be grateful it's just this.
Shit, thank God I chose to apologize. Looking how she reacted to the apology, blackmail would have... Don't even want to think about it.
Try what you just did next time and I'll make sure you become a priest.
Uh-oh. Did she just say next time? You, we're...
Yes, we're planning to do this again. Any complaints?
No.
That's what I thought.
With that, Nicole fixes her outfit and looks around.
Where are they? Fuck. Where did you put my panties?
What, your panties? I don't know.
Seriously? You're the one who took them off. Find them and bring them to me before class on Monday. Understood?
Yeah, sure.
Well then, until next time.
Silently, you watch Nicole leave the classroom, still unable to believe what just happened.
Nicole is... I don't even have any words for her. First she was a bitch, then she was a heartbroken woman. After that, a cold-hearted bitch once again. Sir, you may have found marriage material. Because most men be like, well, she was a bitch when I met her. She was more of a bitch when I married her. And then she became a good woman after he died. Oh, man. No. Don't marry your teachers. Finally, she finishes it all off with being a fucking horny psychopath. Yep. Best to call it a day, right?
And that's exactly what you do. Going back home, you flop into bed and fall asleep quite soon, thanks to exhaustion.
Yeah, fuck you too, grass. After what happened last with Nicole, I have an urge to apologize, though not like she'll know why. Guess I'll go talk to her at college in the morning and go from there. Alright. Ellie should be in front of the college, like each morning. Let's see if we can actually do Ellie's freaking thing this time, because last time it's always Nicole.
As you enter the college grounds, you see Ellie hanging about. Intent, you approach her.
Because why not? Sneaking up on her worked wonders, right? Tell a joke, slap her ass, or a hit on her. A sheep, a drum, and a snake. What? A sheep, a drum, and a snake fall down a cliff.
What? Why are you... What? What? Why are you...
Oh, badoomtis.
Oh!
That's funny. Ah, good. Glad you liked it.
No, dummy. I'm laughing at you. Oh, that was such a bad joke. God.
I thought it was funny. I had never heard that one before.
Thanks for the laugh, though. So, what's up?
Well, about that party.
Yeah?
Got any plans?
Well... There's this one guy that's supposed to pick me up at 8, but I'm not sure he remembers.
A woman like you, how could he forget? Hell, you have to slap in the face, sir. 8 o'clock. Oh, he remembers, don't worry. I'm sure he remembers. He's not an idiot, right? No, what I meant is doing something special or crazy at the party, you know?
I'll have to think about it. Can you give me a call sometime in the afternoon? I still have some errands to run after class.
No problem, but I'll need your number.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll send you a message.
Yep, class is about to start anyway.
With this, Ellie gives you a kiss on the cheek and runs towards the building. Soon after, you follow suit.
Wouldn't want to be late for Nicole's class. That never ends well.
As usual, the class continues in a normal and predictable fashion. It's Friday, so no one's listening. Students are getting called out, left and right. Bad grades for everyone. Luckily, when night comes, most of the students will drown their sorrows at the party.
Damn, bad grades for everybody.
And as another week of classes comes to a close...
I mean, I guess everybody's fucking, so they're not paying attention. Damn! Yeah, you don't want to come to work dressed like that.
You pack your things and head home. A while later, the moment you enter the house, you receive a message on your phone.
Unknown number. Ah, gotta be Ellie. Looks like my phone a little bit with a little lock on it. Let me see. Do I got a little lock on mine? I think I do. Yeah, oh yeah, but mine has it locked. His is unlocked. Oh. Well, I'll be. I don't get that too often. I get that more on Messenger. Call her or don't call her? Well, I'm gonna call her. Yeah, I should give her a call. Especially after receiving such a lovely gift. Man. I don't think I would have said that.
With a smile on your face, you call Ellie.
That seems to be like, what's his name? That played, Willy. That's what Willy Wonka said when he got a new... Thank you for giving me such a lovely gift! Yeah, that just doesn't, it doesn't sound right. With a smile on your face, you call Ellie.
Hey!
A's for horses. Hey, it's for me.
I know,
me.
Silly. Like the text I sent you?
Only word I can think of is amazing. Brilliant.
So, what did you want to talk about?
What's the perfect date for you?
That came out of the blue.
Maybe, but I really want to impress you. Have a good time, you know?
I get it. I guess. This special person has to be nice to me.
But not a wuss. He doesn't say that. She didn't say that, but I believe she said that. Like, that's something I think she'd say.
I dislike lame people. Oh, small gifts are always a nice touch.
Got anything specific in mind?
Maybe, but I'm not telling you. You kind of ruined it a little by asking this, instead of figuring it out yourself.
I see. I'm sorry.
Lame people, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Shit, I already fucked up. Might as well just try again, since now I have some new info and everything.
What's the matter?
I might be coming down with a flu. Not sure I'll actually make it.
Oh?
Yeah. Sorry, I need to go barf.
Oh, okay. Just let me know if you get better.
Sure, but I doubt it.
Saying this, you hang up and do nothing much for the rest of the day. Just waiting for the day to reset.
Stop! Okay. So, we're jumping off Nicole for a minute and jumping into Ellie's story, because I was trying to do Ellie first. Like, that's literally what I was trying to do. Ellie, then Nicole, then Sophie. But Nicole got in the way, and we had fun with her, but now we're going to go into Ellie's story, and Ellie's story seems kind of weak so far. I don't like the way she's talking. I don't know. It doesn't seem that all that natural compared to the conversation between Nicole. I don't know. She's too much of a little girl in this one. And she doesn't act like that at all in Returning to Mia. I think she's written better in Returning to Mia. Her character is a little bit stronger in Returning to Mia. Here she's like, oh, I guess small gifts would be nice, and blah, 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 blah. No, that's not the Ellie I remember. I think Ellie had a little bit more spunk in her than that. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, of course, more Lust Theory. So stay tuned.